page 231. Activity 4. Taking notes.
And now I'd like to introduce our speaker, Josh Harrison. Josh has just returned from his latest overseas assignment as a Peace Corps volunteer. He served in at least 3 different countries and has traveled to many more than that. That's why I thought he'd be the perfect speaker for today's topic: ceremonies and celebrations around the world. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Diane. And thanks for inviting me. Well, I've thought about the topic, and I thought, gosh, how am I going to narrow this down? I mean, I've seen and participated in so many fascinating celebrations in many different cultures. Then I remembered something I noticed just recently. Even though the cultures I experienced were completely different, many of their ceremonies had something interesting in common: the use of water. Yeah, water. Some ceremonies involve drinking the water, some involve pouring it, and some involve dunking or going underwater. To me, that was a very interesting discovery, so I thought I'd focus on that today: the role of water in celebrations around the world. Let's take Thailand as an example. I'll never forget my first time there. It was April, the hottest part of the year. And by the way, Thailand doesn't have 4 seasons like we do here. Depending on which part of the country you're in, there are 3 seasons: the dry season, from November to February, the hot season, from March to June, and the rainy season, from about July to October. So, anyway, back to our topic. I was walking down the street in the small village where I lived, and suddenly, 2 teenagers walked past me, and as they did, they threw water on me. I was kind of shocked, but didn't really mind because it was so hot. Then I realized that it was the 13th, which is Songkran, the water festival in Thailand. On that day, people throw water on each other and also wash the hands of their elders with scented water. It's a custom based on the belief that water will wash away bad luck. Now, this idea of washing away bad things, of cleansing or purifying, is also found in Islamic cultures. For example, when I lived in Saudi Arabia, I learned that traditional Muslims pray 5 times a day, and before they do, they always wash their faces, hands, and feet with water. And the water has to be very clean and pure. This ritual washing symbolizes the removal of sin and disease. In other words, the cleansing of both body and soul before speaking to God. So, as you can see, water has different symbolic meanings in different cultures. In some cultures, it's believed to keep away bad luck, as in Thailand. In Islamic and Christian cultures, it's used to purify and wash away sin. Water has rich symbolism in nearly all cultures. So, now I'd like to know what you think and see if you can share some of your own traditions. How does water play a part in celebrations in your culture?